Good afternoon. Last Sunday, Pastor was preaching on mercy, and one of the stories he covered was the story of the leper that came to Jesus, and it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. In Mark 1:40, it says, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." He says, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." And in Mark, it's just three verses altogether, just a little bit of story. But if you look at what the Bible says about leprosy, it's kind of interesting. Then we'll come back to the story. But in Leviticus 13 and 14, it talks about the different characteristics of leprosy, how to identify it, how to treat it. And so it's kind of interesting. Leprosy corrupts everything. It starts off as a barely noticeable sore, which increases in size and depth until it eventually corrupts the whole being. What begins as a small sore gradually spreads throughout the whole body until it literally eats away the extremities, the fingers, the toes, and that. In time, the whole body's affected, and every member suffers from this disease. And that's like sin in so many ways. Sin corrupts the heart of those who partake of it. From Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden, all mankind has been corrupted by sin's curse and effects. All of mankind has inherited the sinful nature of Adam. And every one of us is born a spiritual leper, dead in trespasses and sins, unable to cure ourselves. When we give into sin, our heart is corrupted, our members are defiled, and the lusts of the flesh war against our souls. The scriptures give adequate testimony of how even the sins of individuals affect the whole camp, the nation of Israel, and cause others to be unclean. Sin affects, but also, leprosy also deadens. It deadens the extremities. Basically, the nerves become deadened and you can't feel things. So even if you don't have an open sore on your hands or your feet or whatever, you bump it. You burn something, you don't notice it. It gets infected, and then eventually it gets worse. And they over time they lose pieces of their, I'm not trying to be gross, but you know, their fingers, their toes, things like that. And it's an incurable disease, at least for most people. They couldn't feel any pain. In a similar manner, sin deadens our spirit. It hardens our heart, and it sears our conscience. Another thing that's really interesting about leprosy, it separates you from others. And part of the effect in Israel and in the Promised Land was they had to go outside the camp, be quarantined. It separated them from their families, from their friends, from their loved ones. And otherwise, it was contagious. Other people can catch it and pass it on. And they were banished to dwell outside the camp alone. Likewise, sin separates us from others. It causes the breakup of marriages, divides family members, separates friends, splits churches, causes wars. But there's some good news too. Leprosy can only be healed and declared to be healed by God. Whenever a leper was brought before the priest, they would examine him and basically gauge the extent of the sin. And just for the sake of time, I'm just gonna. They would look through. They would see if there was any open spot on their skin and like a red area or whatever, what they'd call raw flesh. And it's like, okay, it's still contagious. We better quarantine them further. But eventually, there comes a time where they're looking at it, and it says if the leprosy covers the skin of him from head to foot, then wherever the priest looked. Then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague. It is turned white. He is clean. And that's kind of interesting because it couldn't spread anymore. It had covered the whole body. And that's interesting. The man that came to Jesus in a parallel passage, it says, came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy came to Jesus. And that's what sin does. It when as long as we think that we're okay, when we justify our sin, it's still there. It's still affecting our lives. But when we realize I'm sinful all the way through, that's when we realize we need a Savior. And that's where he steps in. And it was interesting when Jesus was on his earthly ministry, he was healing people. And the Pharisees, they would get mad at him. And who is this which speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sin but God alone? See, all the Old Testament priest could do was he could declare someone was clean, but he couldn't make them clean. Only God could. And that's the last part. Leprosy can only be cleansed by the blood of a sacrifice, only be cleansed by God. And that's what they did in the Old Testament. They would do a sacrifice, and then they would sprinkle the blood on the leper. And then eventually God would declare him clean. To get back to our story in Mark. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, this is from Luke, but behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And Mark says the same thing. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. The leper who's outside of society, he's cast out, he's sick from head to toe, full of leprosy, you know, probably avoiding anyone else around. He's got, like, one of the things they were to do, they were to cover their mouth, and whenever anyone came near them, unclean, unclean, and everyone would kind of make a big circle around him. It's like separating him from everyone, and then there's the Savior. It's like, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. You can do something about this. And Jesus could have been like, you know what? You got yourself in trouble. You're on your own. No. He says he was moved with compassion, like passion. Pastor said last week, it's like there's a part of him that just, I don't remember how he worded it, but he was touched. He was moved. His heart convulsed. Like it was just, it was his part of God's nature just to reach out and to heal. And Jesus said, I'm willing, be thou clean. And that's what the poem is about today. It's based on that story in Mark. And if you've never trusted the Savior, think about your sin. And do you realize that it separates you from others? It separates you from God. And only God can forgive it. Only God can wipe it clean. The song is called, Be Thou Clean. My sins were as scarlet, they were a burden to me. My eyes were so blinded that I could not see. Then I heard of Christ dying on Calvary, and my soul stirred to life deep inside of me. I wondered if Jesus would have compassion on me. I asked him if he is willing. He said, Be thou clean. O sinner, come unto me. I am willing, be thou clean. I asked him if he was willing, and he said, Be thou clean. My sins, oh how many, pierced my soul like a dart. Foul leprosy within seemed to stain every part. I wondered if it was possible to make a new start. And then God's gracious love came and filled my heart. I was like a black sheep that had wandered astray. I had rebelled against God and gone my own way. Then I in repentance fell on my knees to pray, and Christ's precious blood washed my sins all away. If you are weighed down by your sin's constant blame, overwhelmed and grieved by the burden of shame, take a look at the Savior. There's a reason he came. He died for your sins. Hear him calling your name. And then the chorus again. I wondered if Jesus would have compassion on me. I asked him if he was willing, and he said, Be thou clean. I'll leave that with you. Thank you.